The four things that will help us to go with God. The four things that will help us to understand the God that we are serving. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The first point is the knowledge of God. When you read the word of God, what you want to find out from the word of God, what you want to know from the word of God, we want to know the God who created us. We want to know and understand God who formed us. Hallelujah. We want to know the promise of God about us. We want to know where does God take us to. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When we read in the word of God, the most important thing that we want to know is to know God, who God is. The God that heals us. The God that saves us. We want to understand Him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then, when we understand the scripture, we come to faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We read the scripture and we believe in the scripture. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then when we believe the scripture, we come to this point number three. The joy of the Lord bubble in us. Hallelujah. Then after the joy of the Lord, then we can obey Him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It is difficult
kunzima
if we start by obeying before the joy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So these four things that I'm talking about, they can assist if you understand them. If you understand them well, you start by knowing the God you serve. And it is not going to be a problem to you to attend the service. It is not going to be difficult for you to do the will of God just because you understand the God that you serve. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The problem that we have nowadays in churches, we come to church and we do not know the God that we are worshipping. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We do not know the God that we are serving. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then the knowledge of God will assist you in the walk of with God. Hallelujah. May the good Lord bless us this morning. We are going to get our scripture reading. The first one is from the book of Romans chapter
1.
We will read verse 16 and 17. Then from there we go to Galatians chapter 1. We read 6 to 10. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
It reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
Galatians 1, 6 to 10.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. And am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God, or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I'll not be a servant of Christ.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, here is your word this morning. Father, speak to us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Touch our heart. Touch our soul. Transform us, Father, by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, I arrest all the contrary spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I allow the Spirit of God to interpret the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where we have read,
Lies from the corner.
Paul speaks about the gospel.
Upaul ukhuluma ngevangeli.
He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Uthi anginamahloni ngaleli vangeli.
For it is the power of God.
Ngoba lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Then in Galatians,
ngoba seGalatia,
he said,
uthi,
I marvel that you are turning away.
Ngiyamangala ukuthi niyamhlubuka.
From this gospel.
Nisuka kuleli vangeli.
And you go to another gospel.
Niya kwelinye ivangeli.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So my topic this morning,
isihloko sami namhlanje,
what is this gospel?
Liyini leli vangeli.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What is gospel?
Liyini ivangeli.
We live
siphila
in a time where the churches are full of people and they receive the preaching from the people. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And they go and they flock to churches. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
What is this gospel that Paul is talking about? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When we define the gospel,
umasichaza ivangeli,
it is say it is the good news.
Zindaba ezinhle.
The good news about who?
Ngobani.
The good news about what?
Indaba ezinhle ngani.
Hallelujah. The gospel is the good news about God.
Ivangeli liyindaba ezimnandi ngoNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It is the good news about God.
Iindaba ezimnandi ngoNkulunkulu.
Or I will say the good news is the work of God that God do in man.
Noma ngizosho ukuthi indaba ezimnandi zimisebenzi kaNkulunkulu oyenza ebantwini.
Hallelujah. It is not man who's doing something about God. It is God who's doing his work in the man. When we say we are born again,
uma sithi sindisiwe,
when we say we are born again, it is God who touched and transform and change us, then we say we are born again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't start by being good.
Hallelujah.
We do not change ourselves and become good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it
is God that comes and transforms our life.
But we are
living in a time
where people are changing themselves when they are before the other Christians.
Hallelujah.
So this morning I want you and me to understand the gospel, the meaning of the gospel. The gospel is not our work. It is the work of God. What you do, you come to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
When you come to God as you are. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As a sinner as you are, you come to God. Then the moment you allow Him to work in you, it is God who is going to change you and make you what He wants you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We live in a time where the children of God change themselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I change myself along the way, I'll get tired and start to reveal my own character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just because I change myself, it is not God who changed me. Or rather, I would say they call me to the church. Then they tell me in church, we do not gossip, we do not steal, we do not do 1, 2, 3. But I'm never introduced to God.
I
introduced to the church
and
given the doctrine of the church
without
knowing the God that the church is serving. What is the gospel? The gospel is not coming to church. The gospel is not standing and worship. The gospel is to allow God to change you.
It's
to allow God to transform you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We live in a country where statistics says we are the Christian country. But the things that are happening in the country deny the statistics. Why? The people are in the churches. They come together in the churches. But they miss this thing, the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christianity is the work of God in you. It is not my work. It is not the work of the pastors.
See,
as a pastor or as an evangelist, when I preach, I cannot change you. It is God who can change you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But we live in a time where the people in the church, they fear the pastors, the evangelists, other than God. So this morning, I want to talk to you not all of you. I want to talk to you as an individual. You understand this thing of Christianity. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Christianity is not coming to church.
Christianity
is not to be a friend of a pastor. Christianity is not to be a friend of the elders. Christianity is not to be born in the family of an elder of a pastor or of an evangelist.
Ubu Christa gwanu kuzalelwa emndenini womvangeli nobomfundisi.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Christianity is to allow God to change your life.
Ubu Christa ukuvumela uNkulunkulu aguqule.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is only God who can make you to be what he wants you to be.
uNkulunkulu kuphela angakwenza ube lokho afisa ube ukhona.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36. We'll read 22 up to 27. Then you'll understand. God says, my name is profaned because of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where we are going to read,
let's your funda corner.
God is saying,
Jehovah, uti,
he is going to change a nation, the people.
Bandu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the nation,
Nesizwe.
The nation will see
si obona,
and understand si that konde, he is God.
Usungunkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But what I want,
people will see,
and they will understand
that he is God who does these things.
Ezekiel 22, Ezekiel 36, 22 to 27.
Therefore, say to the Israelites, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I'm going to do these things.
It is not for your sake that I'm going to do this thing. It is God who's going to do this thing. It is God who's going to save the Israelites.
It is not Israel.
It is God who's going to change the Israelites. And he
says,
I'm not doing just because of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Salvation is not the work of man. Salvation is not the work of man. It is the work of God that he performed in a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to do this thing just because of my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not doing this just because you are better. I'm not doing this just because you are holy. I'm doing this because of my name. Salvation is because of the name of the Lord. When the Christian live, the world is supposed to see God. The world, hallelujah.
Amen.
Through the life of a Christian. But nowadays, the Christians or the so-called Christians, we descend from the true gospel and we go back to the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless us this morning. What is the gospel? It's my message this morning. What is the gospel? It is not what you do. The only thing that you must do is just to believe the word of God and not change yourself. God will do the work in you. Read.
Verse 22. Therefore says Say to the Israelites, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I'll show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes. For I will take you out of the nations, I'll gather you from all the countries, and will bring you back into your own land. I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I'll cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we have read,
let's find the corner.
God says
unkulunkuluthi
to the prophet, he said, tell the children of Israel,
uthi tshela indlu yakwa Israel,
I do not do this for your sake,
anginenzeli nina lokho,
but I do this because of my holy name,
kodwa ngikwenza lokho ngenxa yegama lami elingcwele.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The holy name that you profane among the nations,
igama lami elingcwele elihlambalaza ezizweni.
The world, when they look at the Christian, they say we are the same. There's no difference.
Uma izweli buka ama Christ bathi siyafana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God says, I'm going to change you, the children of Israel. Not that you have done anything good, not that you have done anything better, but I want to change you for my name's sake.
Uthi nina ndlu yaka Israel ngiyoniguqulela, nginguqulela igama lami.
When I receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior,
uma ngamkela uChrist uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi,
there is nothing that I did.
Akukho engikwenzile.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
They were preaching the word of God.
Bebeshumayela izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Something touched me.
Kwaba khona okungithintayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or I would rather say, before I received Jesus as the Lord and personal, I never attended a church.
Ngingakamukela uChrist uJesu njengomsindisi bengangena inkonzo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why didn't I attend the church?
Bekungani ngaye esontweni.
My peers, the people that I live with that time,
ontangabamba leso sikhathi,
they were going to church.
Bebesiya enkonzweni.
But after the church,
kodwa ngemva kwenkonzo,
they'll go and start drinking.
Beqala bayophuza.
Just because I hated liquor.
Ngoba bengiphuza utshwala.
Just because I hated liquor.
Ngoba bengibuzonda utshwala.
I said, no, I cannot join this team.
Kasi ngiyenge mina ngihlanganyela nale.
Just because where they are going,
ngoba la baya khona,
there's nothing that is helping them.
Akukho kubasizayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Up until I received Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior, it was not in the church, it was not in the crusade, it was on the train when I was going to work. Hallelujah. Then I received Jesus, I started looking for the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I arrived in the church for the first time, I found the elders of the church outside standing. Then I told them that I came to church. They asked me, which one?
Bathi liphi ibandla?
I said, the church that serve Christ.
Ngathi ibandla elikhonza uJehova.
Hallelujah. They said, it is this one.
Bathi lona leli.
Hallelujah. But when I'm inside the church,
uma ngiphakathi kwaleli bandla,
the things that I heard in the train, when I look in the church, there was some difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the gospel? May the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah. God is doing the work in a man. Hallelujah. So, some of us, we did the prayer of salvation, and we ended there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We did not allow God to work in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then when we read verse 23, God says, I will sanctify my name, which have been profaned among the nation. Which you have profaned amongst the nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I sanctify my name, when I change you, and you start to live the holy life, the nation outside there, they will look at you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And they will say, really, this is the nation of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Why the government is treating the church like the sangomas, like the false
prophets?
They do not see the different. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it is the time.
Iskati.
We the preachers. We must not compromise the truth of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Why the churches are full of the people that do not know God? It is because of us, the preachers. We lower the standard so that we can accommodate everybody in the church. Paul, when he was addressing the church of Galatians, those people that were in the church, they were worshipping God, but they were compromising the truth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were doing the law of the Jews.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Paul asked them, did you receive salvation by doing the law? Hallelujah. May the good Lord bless us this morning. As we continue to read this Ezekiel, God says, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nation. And the nation shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I will make you holy amongst them, before them.
Hallelujah.
Then verse 24, he said, I will take you from amongst the nations.
Verse 24,
I will take you from the nation. The worldly desire I'll remove from you. The love of the world I'll remove from you. It is not you who start to hate the world. It is God who's removing the things that love the world in you. God start to do the work in you. He gradually removed the things that attach you to the world. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then verse 25, he said, I will sprinkle clean water on you. I will sprinkle a clean water on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God who's washing you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God who's cleaning you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God who's taking the sins out of you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
May the good Lord bless us. But do not misunderstand me. I do not say the Christian does not sin. Hallelujah. But when God has done work in you, immediately you commit sin, you know in you that no, this thing that I did is wrong. But if you sin up until they come, they say, no, don't you see you are sinning? You must start asking yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave you the Holy Spirit. When you cleanse you, he sprinkles you. Then you'll start to understand, no, this type of the life is not mine. I cannot associate myself with this thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless us this morning. What is the gospel? It's not coming to church. We come to church after we have received him and we understand him. We come to church to come and worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I want
you
to look at this thing. God says he will take you out of the nation. God says he will sanctify his name and he will make you holy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he will cleanse you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will cleanse you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You do not have to clean yourself. God will cleanse you. Just allow him to cleanse you. Hallelujah. He knows the things that make you dirty. If I clean myself, if I clean myself, I'll only clean the things that I can see that they are not right in me. But God knows me better. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God knows more than you know yourself.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is the gospel? It is the work of God in you. God does not love us just because we are lovable. God does not love us just because we deserve to be loved. But he loves us just because of his name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
He loves us just because he is God. He saved us, not that we deserve to be saved. He saved us just because he is God.
When
we have read in the book of Ezekiel, he said, I will make the people, when the nation look at them, they will see me. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When God looks at you, after God has cleansed you, When the nation look at you after God has cleansed you, they will see God in you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Why are the people outside there not seeing God through us? I'm standing before the people that will hear the word of God. Then when they pass from this planet, they will be translated to glory to God. And I'm also standing before the people. When they pass from this planet, they will be translated to the place that they are not expecting it. The place that they do not love it. Why? The things of salvation is not to look at somebody and blame somebody. It is not about my wife. It's not about my child. It's between me and my God. If I'm not saved, it's not my wife who knows. I can pretend before my wife, but I cannot pretend before God. I can pretend before the Christians, but I cannot pretend before God. This morning, I'm talking to you as an individual. This thing that you have read here, what do you say about them? Is God working in you? Is God changing you? Is God cleansing you? When we go down, he says, I will remove. It is not you who remove the stony heart, it's God. He said, I will remove the stony heart. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The problem with us, I know that I've got a stony heart. When I'm before people, I try to pretend. I do not allow God to remove that stone heart. It is God who will remove the stone heart in you. It is not me, it is not the pastor, it is not the evangelist. It is God who can remove the stony heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless us. I've said, the church, or rather the preachers, the preachers of the gospel, we have lowered the standard so that we can accommodate everybody. I do not know the reason why, but I can see the churches are full by the people who live Christianity most of the time on Sunday or before the pastors or before the evangelists. After that, they live like the world.
Gabando abaphila isiKristu ebandleni noma phambi kwabefundisi nabevangeli ngemva kwalokho baphila impilo yabo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we can interview the people in the church, you'll hear the pain that they are causing one another in the church. Why? Because Paul said he marveled why we are moving from the true gospel.
uthi uPaulu yamangala kungani sihlubuka evangelini langempela.
And we are joining another gospel, which is not the gospel.
Singena kwelinye ivangeli elingelona ivangeli.
Which is the lie of the devil.
Elingamanga esitha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good Lord bless us.
UNkulunkulu asibusise.
God says,
UNkulunkulu uthi,
I'll put this my spirit in you.
Kuyofaka umoya wami phakathi kwenu.
It is not you who put the spirit of God in, it's God.
Awena ofaka umoya kaNkulunkulu phakathi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It is God.
KuNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does God put his spirit in you?
Kavu uNkulunkulu ufakile umoya wakhe phakathi kwakho.
Did God cleanse you?
Kabe ukuhlambululile na?
He said, I will do the work in you.
Ngizokwenza umsebenzi phakathi kwenu.
I will cleanse you.
Ngizonihlambulula.
And I will sanctify my name.
Ngizongcwelisa igama lami.
When you are clean,
uma sohlambulukile.
When you live the holy life,
uma uphila impilo engcwele.
The people outside there,
abantu ngaphandle,
they'll start saying, these people are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
When we've read in the book of Ezekiel,
Ezekiel,
God was concerned. Just because after he punished the children of Israel, after he punished the children of Israel, the nations out there, they said, these are the children of God, but they are in the wrong nation. They are where they were not supposed to be. When God heard that, he said, no, I will change you. I'll remove you from the nation. Not that you have done anything good, but because of my name. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because of my name. There is nothing good that you can do before God, except that God must do something in you. As I'm closing, before God sent Jesus to this earth, there was nothing that can save man. Man was destined to hell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man was supposed to be punished by God.
But God, because
he is God,
he
make a way.
He
sent Jesus
to
come and die for
us
on the cross of Calvary,
so that he can
redeem us from the captivity of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the work of God,
not
your work, not my work. It is the work of God. If you say you are saved today, does God cleanse you? Does God make you holy? Does God purify you? If you do not see the difference when you are in the world and when you are in before God, If you cannot see the difference, there's something wrong.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. A child of God supposed to be different from the world. We are the children of Abraham by faith. We are not of the nation of Abraham. We are children of Abraham by faith. We are made by God to be the children of Abraham by faith. May the good Lord bless us. What is the gospel? Is to come to church. Is to worship. Or is to join the choir. Or to be in the committee. The gospel is the work of God. And the gospel is about God through Christ. We thank the Lord. Paul says, I'm not ashamed. Because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. I'm not ashamed. When you are in the world, when you are in the work, your workplace, when you are in school, when you are in business, do you profess this gospel? Or you only say it when you are among the Christians? We thank the Lord. My message comes to the end here. What is the gospel? The churches are full. But what is the gospel? We sing and dance. But what is the gospel? Then, did God cleanse you? Did he put his spirit in you? Did he make you holy? Or you made yourself holy? The Bible says, our righteousness before God. So in other words, you cannot make yourself righteous. Allow God to make you righteous.
Ungeke uzenze ube ngcwele. Vumela uJehova akungcwelise.
Let's stand on our feet.
Singaphakama sime ngenyawo.
I'm not here to condemn anybody.
Angizange uzokwahlulela abantu noma ubalahla.
But I'm here to speak what I know about the gospel. It is the work of God. It is God who's changing me and you. Is God doing something in you now? When you speak bad about the pastor, Do you feel something in you? When you speak bad about your fellow Christian, there's anything that you feel? If you feel nothing, better ask yourself. If you insult your neighbor, you fight with your neighbor and nothing happens in you, has God done anything in you? God says he will put his spirit in you. And the spirit of God will drive you. As I'm closing, you can go to my village if you are not coming from my village. If you, without somebody knowing you, if you go to the wrong place in my village, the spirit in you, the spirit that God put in you, will tell you, this place is not for you. But if you go in, you go out, nothing happened, ask yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah. What is the gospel? I'm not talking to your neighbor, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to myself. Salvation is personal. It's not for your wife. It's not for your colleague. The salvation is yours. I'm asking you, are you sure of this salvation? May the good Lord bless us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to pray. And we are going to ask God to guide us, to make us to know Him. To understand the salvation that we profess, that we are saved. It's not about coming to church. As I'm closing, we are going to pray. I'm not going to do the altar call. I'm talking to all the people in the church, even those that are looking at us. Salvation is personal. Does God cleanse you? Is the Spirit of God in you? Is God doing something in you? Not in your neighbor, in you. God is concerned about you, not your neighbor, you. The word of God said the name of God is profaned among the nation because of us. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are before you as your children. We humble ourselves this morning. We cry our Father this morning. Jesus, we pray that you come and cleanse us. Do the work of salvation in us. Renew us. Remove the stain of sin in us. Remove all the evil in us. We know, Father, that without you, we are not holy. Without you, we are not safe. We are still sinners. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you do the complete work in us. Work in us, Father, your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, work in us, Father, your perfect will. Work in us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove all the stain, all the contamination that contaminates us in the name of Jesus. Purify us, Father, by your fire, by your blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Thank you, Father, for sanctifying us, for purifying us, for cleansing us as the church, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Amen and amen.